Halloween is nigh, and that means lots of spooky fun in and around the city. Like St. Patrick's Day and Colin Farrell, we got this from the Irish, as Halloween is based on the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Each year, we put on costumes and go trick-or-treating to celebrate those who have passed on. So we're passing on where you can enjoy the holiday most. Let's start in New Jersey. The Battleship New Jersey Spirits Festival is taking place on the historic ship on Saturday starting at 1 p.m. Now, you grown folks know just what kind of spirits they're talking about. The kind that mean you must be 21 and over to board the ship. While the spirits will all be from New Jersey, I can't promise that they will all be drinkable. You never know. We do know that Al Capone was locked up in Eastern State Penitentiary, one of the first penitentiaries in the United States. We're not sure if his spirit is still hanging around, but Eastern does have some new Halloween holiday fun in store. Their Halloween Nights is billed as an immersive experience with 5 haunted houses, tours, live entertainment, and themed bars and lounges. Sounds like a haunting good time. Halloween Nights goes through November 12th. Illusion. We're at the age where we have few illusions left. Unless they're at the Museum of Illusions, which is hosting a Halloween celebration for adults and kids. Kids can trick or treat through Monday in the museum, which is decorated for the holiday, and adults can party at the Tricks, Treats, and Beats event tonight, starting at 7:30. We'll have more for kids to do on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, including Boo at the Zoo and the South Street Pumpkin Fest. But Halloween's not just for kids. Your furry friends can enjoy it too. The Houndoween Fall Fest returns to Northern Liberties on Saturday from noon to 5. The city's biggest pet costume contest even boasts a $500 prize. Now, if you can get a cat to wear a costume, that's a prize in itself, and I applaud you. The festival takes place on the 700 block of North 2nd Street. I feel like falling in love. Don't be a drag this Halloween, because, honey, there are some real drag queens that can do it better than you. RuPaul's Night of the Living Drag is tonight at 8 at the Met Philadelphia. The very vividly named queens will show you a hair-raising time. And in Cherry Hill on Sunday, the Hollywood Spooktacular Drag Brunch is going down at the Vera Bar and Grill in Cherry Hill. It's hosted by Volky Lee Versace. It starts at 2:30 p.m. We think it's okay to wear costumes to the head of the Schuylkill Regatta as long as you're not rowing. Some of the nation's top rowers will compete on the Schuylkill Saturday and Sunday. Now in its 52nd year, the race has more than 150 events, including para, adaptive, parent-child, and sibling races.
We showcase Philadelphia and the Schuylkill River, not only as the birthplace of American rowing, but in its continued role as one of the most significant rowing venues in the country.
Admission is free. Just head to Kelly Drive and Fountain Green Drive, where the course begins.
If you thought I was disturbed before, baby boy, I'm gonna disturb you, no.
If you prefer to celebrate Halloween with music, Powerhouse is having their big annual concert Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center. The headliner is rapstress Nicki Minaj, and she'll be joined by Moneybagg Yo, Kodak Black, and Tems. The show has an early start time at 6 p.m.
This is the life with no pain.
We started out spooky, but we're ending the Halloween edition of Things to Do with something sweet. Just like we all do when we wade through our Halloween baskets after trick-or-treating to find our favorite candies. PJ Morton is at the Fillmore on Sunday at 8 in support of his new release, Watch the Sun. A lot of folks know him from Maroon 5, but he's also a thriving solo artist. We'll leave you with him and JoJo on their hit song, My Peace. And we're saying peace to this week's edition of Things to Do. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, for more info on Halloween events, including the annual Dia de los Muertos event at the Penn Museum. Whatever you choose to do, Have a great weekend, everyone.
I'm changing things around this time. I'm doing